I think it was extraordinary that we had somebody from Vanuatu. A lot of people, as you would imagine, didn't know where Vanuatu was, so it was a talking point. And Luigi rode well. They realised that he wasn't somebody who had just come to the sport very recently. He showed that he had been rowing for a few years and knew how to row. It was a very big occasion for him. It's a very big occasion for Vanuatu and their rowing because they all came to support him. His National Olympic Committee were there watching him for every race. And he got a lot of applause from the crowd as he came past the stand.
In his first race, he recorded a time of just over 8 minutes. Then in the repechage, close to 7.5 minutes, which was a big difference. And then he seemed to slip backwards in the other two races in which he took part. Now, what do we make of that? Was it down to conditions on the day for each event?
We really don't concentrate on times with rowing because the conditions vary even from race to race. But I think he probably went as well as he could. I think he was completely blown away by the occasion, and that's to be expected. He's a young man who, while he's had some overseas experience, this is at a completely different scale.
I get the impression, though, that despite being blown away, as you put it, he handled it quite well regardless, because he came through four races and he made it to the E-final. He was up there on the rankings when it came to the end of the event.
Yeah, most people, of course, just look at the A-finals and perhaps even the B-finals, but there's a real battle that goes on down the field a bit more with particularly developing nations. Crews are competing against each other at that level for D, E and F finals at international events. And so there's actually quite a lot of interest for those who are following that level of the sport.
I'm wondering, based on what he's done in Rio, where do you think Luigi can go next? How good can he be?
That's up entirely to Luigi. He'll go home this weekend, and he needs to spend some time working out, first of all, what he wants to do as far as a career is concerned, because he's been a full-time athlete for the last year and a half, and we don't want to see him finish his competitive rowing time with nothing at the end of it. We want him to get some kind of trade or qualification behind him, so he needs to go home, and there'll be some support there for him to help him work out where he's going, and the opportunity, of course, for him to keep rowing in Vanuatu and to return some of the experiences that he's had back to the Port Vila Rowing Club, and we'll just take it from there.
The other important role I imagine he will now play is that of the standard bearer, if you like, for rowing in the Pacific.
Yes, I don't want to put too much pressure on Luigi. There'll be pressure on him. He'll be a bit of a celebrity when he gets home, and a lot of fuss will be made for him, so it'll be important to see how he handles that, and we'll try to assist him as best we can, but I don't want him to carry too much responsibility. He's still a very young man, and he has a life ahead of him that he has to prepare for as well. He just can't be a rower for the next 4 years, because at the end of it, all he'll be is the next rower with nothing else behind him. So far as the Pacific is concerned, we've had some very useful meetings over in Rio with the National Olympic Committee representatives from other Pacific Island countries. We have both Fiji and American Samoa with applications into FISA, the International Rowing Federation, for membership. And those applications will be considered later this month in Rotterdam at our Congress. And we're putting together a comprehensive development proposal for the Pacific, not just for Vanuatu, but for Fiji, American Samoa, Samoa, Papua New Guinea, and those are the current target nations. And if we can get through this phase, then we'll be looking at other countries like Tonga and Cook Islands as well.
Would it be too premature to suggest that in 4 years' time, come the Tokyo Olympics, that there could be at least one representative from each of those countries competing in the rowing events?
Well, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? And if we have somebody with some talent who can row and race and is not going to just be a passenger to the Olympics in Tokyo, then yes, FISA will provide as much support as it can. But having somebody compete is not our primary focus, although it is one of them. What we would like to do is to develop the sport in country, because we've seen, particularly in Vanuatu, but also in other areas of the world, the significant benefits that come from our young people joining a rowing club with all the structures around it, the disciplines, the need for sociability, personal discipline, good training regimes and such like. We've seen the personal growth from those young men and women, and that's really what we're driving for. We think that rowing can really deliver along those lines, particularly in the Pacific, where the options are, to a large extent, limited, particularly for those who don't have the great eye-hand coordination for rugby and netball and such like.